This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
They're the home of the Salus line, the Militia line, Reformation, Providence, Binary Trigger. Goodness gracious, it goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right, so in certain parts of the states, we're beginning to try to come back online, and as we do, there's going to be some things I know that are not going to go back to normal right away. One thing is that we do need to be looking at is we need to be looking at the presidential election. Now, Joe Biden has always billed his decades-long stretch in the swamp as experience. His presidential election team has put him out as the steady hand, the familiar, reassuring standard-bearer of business as usual, the competent guy who can handle a crisis. So what does it say about Joe Biden's vaunted leadership in a crisis that a creature as vile as Osama bin Laden thought it would serve his interest best to have him at the helm of the U.S. as a sure way of creating chaos instead of Barack Obama? So we get this from Fox News. Osama bin Laden wanted to assassinate then-President Barack Obama so that the totally unprepared Joe Biden would take over as president and plunge the United States into a crisis, according to documents seized from bin Laden's Pakistan compound when he was killed in May of 2011. Those documents, first reported in 2012 by the Washington Post, outlined a plan to take out Obama and top U.S. military commander David Petraeus as they traveled by plane. The reason for concentrating on them is that Obama is the head of infidelity, and killing him automatically will make Vice President Biden take over the presidency. Bin Laden wrote of the top deputy, Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the U.S. into a crisis. As for Petraeus, he is the man of the hour, and killing him would alter the war's path. Now, the Democrats will undoubtedly look and dismiss this whole report. They'll look at it as irrelevant. Because bin Laden was so evil, wasn't he? He was just so evil personified. But bin Laden was at war with us and seeking to destroy our entire country. His agenda with us was chaos. And he was the terrorist who introduced us to the idea of the strong horse. Bin Laden always paid attention to the strong horse, saying people would always choose the strong one over the weak one. Because power, after all, is what terrorism is all about. In his vile and diabolical mind, between bouts of watching kiddie porn in his Pakistani lair and watching for that last view of a Marine before he's blown to hell, he was making his calculations, deciding what would be best for him, what his advantage would be, who that strong horse was, and who the weak horse was. And he decided that Biden was the weak one, weaker than even the pretty weak Obama, because Biden was an incompetent, totally unprepared in a crisis. All those years in Washington, and it was bin Laden's calculation that Biden had learned nothing. He was a yes man, an ignoramus, a guy who understood nothing about enemies trying to kill us all, and someone who could be manipulated to his ends. Enemies of America like weak U.S. presidents. That's why they scream loudest about ones who are strong. Bin Laden wouldn't have liked Donald J. Trump, for example. And it's significant, as Fox News noted, that Biden did oppose the raid that picked off bin Laden in 2011, which rather demonstrates the accurate calculation of bin Laden's view on Biden's judgment. If Biden was in fact president in 2011 and was the leader calling the shots, bin Laden would be alive today, still plotting, still conducting operations, more evil terror attacks. They would be much more refined than what you're seeing in some cases. It's sort of like we dodged a bullet that he wasn't the president. This ought to be a warning to you as a voter about the capacities of this guy. Now, the polls are saying that he is rising. And I don't know. We're in the middle of a coronavirus-weary America. Ugly creatures do remain out there watching, making their calculations about which leaders serve their purposes best. Biden comes up short for us and desirable for our enemies based on these reports. I think that's quite telling. When somebody's out there saying, I would rather fight him than him. I think that's quite telling. A president, Trump got out there the other day and said, listen, if those boats come, talking about Iranian boats, if these Iranian gunboats come close to you, blow them up, kill them, destroy them. And then Iran is out there, there will be blood in the oceans, the white foam of the sea will be mixed with plasma. You know, the typical boistering they're doing. But, I mean, Trump's rules of engagement are actually pretty small. They're not very detailed, you know. This happens, do this. Well, thank you, Mr. President. I sure do appreciate that kind of clarity. That makes my job much easier. I found it interesting, and I don't have anything in front of me today, but so we can't really talk about it too much. But I've been saying that we had coronavirus here in the United States in December and January and February. And they did a test in New York, and they found that 3 million people have the antibodies for coronavirus in New York City. So that's 3.5 million people in just two cities, L.A. and New York. So every time we find out somebody else has had it and didn't know they had it and their body fought it off, the specter of this really dangerous coronavirus gets a little more pale, a little more transparent. It is a dirty bug. And if what I had was coronavirus, it's tough. But at no point in my severely compromised pulmonary system, at no point was it ever dire for me. And it should have been dire for me. And looking at the people that did unfortunately pass in New York, they had a lot of underlying common denominators like diabetes and obesity and being over 65 years of age. A lot of things that weaken the body. The unfortunate thing about us physically is that the human body is a remarkable, remarkable thing. But at the same time, it's so good and so well put together that it just can't possibly last. And we do pick up things as we age, and in a lot of cases, that's what happened here. So I find it interesting, though, that in New York, just because of the antibodies, we suddenly found more people have had coronavirus just in New York City than all the cases that had been reported up to this point. So as you go about your business, as America opens up, regain your confidence, United States. You just were given a lot of bad information. A lot of bad information. And, let's not have a President Joe Biden. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SCZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Also from Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden, I've seen his plans, part of his plans for you American gun owners out there. He has a 3,100-word agenda that you can find on his campaign website that includes a ban on so-called assault weapons, background checks on all gun sales and transfers, restrictions on the number of firearms someone can buy in a month, safe storage, and enough other red tape to turn the right into a heavily regulated privilege. This coming Saturday, Team Joe is planning a Service Outreach Unity Leadership, or Soul of the Nation, event to recognize the efforts of our community's heroes. A message on his website says, when Joe launched our campaign a year ago this Saturday, he said that this election is about more than just politics. It's about the soul of this country. That is true now more than ever before. The former vice president now said to be considering a female running mate since he is virtually assured of winning the nomination. With a majority of Democrats appear to favor this, according to a Rasmussen survey. Insists he will follow constitutional common sense gun safety policies, except he won't. That's just a bold-faced lie. Bold-faced. Here are some of the highlights that you can find in his campaign literature. Yeah. He wants to put America on the path to ensuring that 100% of firearms sold in America are smart guns. You know, the whole smart gun thing, it either began when Judge Dredd came out with Sylvester Stallone, because the lawmaker handgun is a smart gun, and then it detonates if you have the wrong DNA when you grab it. I'm sure that would be good too. They would love that part of it. Then what was it in Skyfall? James Bond had him a smart gun too, and that worked really good when they were in the Komodo dragon pit. Yeah, that worked good. That worked pretty good for James because, one of the dudes there was, kicking him all over the Komodo dragon pit. And he picked up James's gun, and, well, it didn't work. Smart gun saved his life. Of course, none of that like that exists today. That was a movie prop. You know, they can do all kinds of things with movie props. He wants to end the online sale of firearms and ammunitions. This would actually put a bunch of people out of business if he were to, because first of all, you can't buy a gun online and have it delivered to your house. That's a known fact. Still have to go through a background check. But this would be a threat to places like Midway and Brownells and Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to have these large online presences. It would put them out of business. He wants to ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And this time the bans would be designed around the lessons learned from the 1994 bans. For example, the ban on assault weapons will be designed to prevent manufacturers from circumventing the law by making minor changes that don't limit the weapon's lethality. And then he would also use his executive authority to ban the importation of assault weapons. He wants to regulate possession of existing assault weapons under the NFA, which is a complete non-starter. He wants to buy back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities, which are you going to regulate them or are you going to buy them back? So he basically wants to eliminate them. I guess maybe if you don't want to sell it back, you'd be regulated. He wants to reinstate the Obama-Biden policy to keep guns out of the hands of certain people unable to manage their affairs for mental reasons, which President Trump reversed. Which was a very, this wasn't like we had people, yelling at windmills. There was, all right, this guy thinks he's Don Quixote. He obviously should not be able to have a gun. There's much more in his scheme, such as holding firearms manufacturers responsible for illegal acts committed by people using one of their guns. And it's all spelled out in detail in 3,167 words. And there's nothing in this narrative about Biden hoping to do anything. At several points, the document simply says Biden will. Which, sort of, it's a bold thing to say, because he's basically saying, I will be God. And to accomplish this, he's going to want a running mate who agrees with and will adhere to his policies. And the recent Rasmussen survey conducted April 12th and 13th with a margin of sampling error at plus or minus 3 says 61% of likely Democratic voters believe it's important for Biden's running mate to be a woman or person of color, with 35% who say it is very important. Does that sound like a qualification to be one heartbeat away from being the president to you? Does this mean that Democrats are more interested in political correctness than in performance? And here's an excerpt from the Rasmussen report. But when given a list of seven top potential vice presidential nominees, Democrats rate most about the same. The possible candidates and their levels of support are Bernie Sanders, 15%, Kamala Harris, 14%, Elizabeth Warren, 13%, Amy Klobuchar, 12%, Stacey Abrams, 11%, Michael Bloomberg, 7%, Pete Buttigieg, 5%, 13% of Democrats prefer someone else, and 11% are undecided. By no small coincidence, Klobuchar is also touted as Biden's safe pick in a Washington Examiner piece. And in its introduction, the Biden Doctrine emphasizes that he has taken on the NRA on the national stage and won twice. In 1993, he shepherded through Congress the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, which established a background check system that has since kept more than 3 million firearms out of dangerous hands, or so they say. In 1994, along with Feinstein, he secured the passage of 10 bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, a 10-year ban. And as president, he will defeat them again. You know. He makes no mention, of course, of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Firearms Policy Coalition, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and the various state-level organizations, Gun Owners of America, you know, all these guys. Millions will be energized during the Clinton and Obama administrations when Biden and his Capitol Hill colleagues went after gun rights. And it was, you know, it was a Second Amendment Foundation case, McDonald versus the City of Chicago, that made it to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010. So, here we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is voting on a nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief package bill for small businesses. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's important to get help to small businesses as quickly as possible.
For emergency injury disaster loans, those are through the Small Business Administration. That's really to supplement the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program.
USA Radio News. Severe storms are making their way across the southeast. The southern parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing storms and heavy rain. It comes as forecasters are predicting damaging winds, floods, hail, and isolated tornadoes for Thursday and Thursday night. Yesterday, more than 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. A movie's being made about the life of the late Whitney Houston. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Variety says the biopic is being made by music mogul Clive Davis, who's credited with finding Whitney Houston, and Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriter Anthony McCartan. They say in a statement the film will follow Houston from her musical beginnings to her tragic death, and they say it will be a, quote, joyous, emotional, and heartbreaking celebration of her life. The estate of Whitney Houston says in a statement of its own that it is, quote, more than elated to be involved in that project.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. One of the biggest problems with red flag law is that they allow the government to take guns from people who have not been convicted of doing anything, of not even making threatening noises. And this should make everybody very nervous, especially now, especially now. If they can infringe on the Second Amendment right of an individual on such minimal evidence, particularly with the individual in question not even present to defend themselves, what other rights can they trample on? To try to mitigate those concerns, lawmakers often put a limit on how long someone's guns can be held before they get their day in court. In California, it's 21 days, 3 weeks. 3 weeks of being treated like a criminal based, you know, despite no due process of law. And that's pretty bad, right? When California was considering their gun violence restraining orders, I did a lot of appearances on other radio shows and on a couple of TV shows where I was talking about what these were. These, and these aren't even, I used at the time the comparison to the movie Minority Report, simply because I looked at that as something like it. It was all based upon what you might do, that movie. Now, in California, it's called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. And it is the worst And it just got worse than it was. If you can imagine that. On April 13th, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra issued a guidance document on the procedures concerning certain types of restraining orders. Citing the ongoing COVID-19 panic, he noted that all ex parte gun violence restraining orders, EGBROs, are to be extended 90 days past the statutory expiration date. Meaning that an ex parte GVRO may now last up to 110 days. California's latest attack on gun rights and due process should serve as a warning to gun owners across the country about the dangers inherent to red flag gun confiscation laws. However, he has adopted an interpretation of state full GVRO hearing to take place before an ex parte or temporary emergency GVRO expires during a judicial emergency. And in his guidance, he noted that during the COVID-19 statewide emergency, all gun violence restraining orders issued or set to expire will be extended up to 90 days to allow the matter to be heard by the court. California Governmental Code 68115 provides that during judicial emergencies, the courts may extend the duration of any temporary restraining order that could otherwise expire because of an emergency condition as described in this section, preventing the court from conducting proceedings to determine whether a permanent order should be entered. The extension shall be the fewest days necessary under the circumstances of the emergency as determined by the chairperson of the Judicial Council. So this is what we're doing here. We're taking a unconstitutional law and making it more unconstitutional and extending it. So instead of 3 weeks, you now are deprived of your rights for 3 months plus. Now, the interesting part of this is that this is all based upon a false premise, sort of like COVID-19 was to begin with anyway. Because technology, most of the time you don't, it's a telehearing. The judge doesn't see the person in some cases. They see him on a screen. Technology has given the government tools to keep judicial matters moving during this interesting time. Hearings can be held remotely and thus allowing them to continue forever and forward. But, of course, that doesn't matter, because here we have a way to at least temporarily do. And see, this is what makes the gun control establishment just as bad as they are. I mean, because they're willing to take this. They'll take this temporary extension and deprivation of rights and do it just so they can do it, just so people get used to it. Right? They'll do this. This is like a movie trailer for them. Now, there's some people that are not sure Becerra has the authority to make this determination. And the quoted bit of law notes that the duration of the extension should be determined by the chairperson of the judicial court, or judicial council, excuse me. At the moment, that's not Xavier Becerra, but California State Supreme Court Justice Tani G. Cantil Sakaya. And it should like it should be Cantel Sakaya's call as to whether ex parte red flag orders should be extended. Although, even if we go that route, are we going to sit back and say, well, it's going to be the Supreme Court justice that has to do it, so it should be much better? Because this is the California Supreme Court justice. But still. And this is proof that while COVID-19 in some states is a perfect excuse to lock you down and take away all of your economic capability. And by the way, this is the way I've been told by a lot of people that these things would happen. And yet, they're not happening, are they? But, I digress. COVID-19 is not stopping California from trampling on rights of people, Second Amendment rights of people, even more than they, you know. And this is even more than they usually do. Just got a breaking news from Dan Zimmerman about California. U.S. District Court grants preliminary injunction blocking California's ammo background check law. This coming from U.S. District Court Judge Roger Benitez, the same district court judge who set it off the week-long Standard Capacity magazine buying spree, has issued an injunction blocking the law. He wrote, law-abiding citizens are imbued with the unalienable right to keep and bear firearms along with the ammunition to make the firearms work. That a majority today may wish it otherwise does not change the constitutional right. It never has. California has tried its unprecedented experiment. The casualties suffered by law-abiding citizens have been counted. And finally, he said, defendant, Attorney General Xavier Becerra, and his officers, agents, servants, employees, and attorneys, and those persons in active court, active concert of participation with him, and duly sworn peace officers and federal law enforcement officers who gain knowledge of this injunction order or know of its existence of this injunction order, are enjoined from implementing or enforcing the ammunition sales background check provisions found in the California Code. Well, how about that? Should Judge Benitez be nominated as the gun hero of the day, as they're saying at the Truth About Guns? That's breaking news for you right there. That's Dan's version of breaking news. I dig it. Not all bad news, huh? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Now, I want you to remember what I told you earlier in the hour about they found out in New York today that nearly 3 million New Yorkers have had coronavirus. They had it and got over it, and they were never detected. They never went to the hospital. You know, we're also going to find out that some people died due to coronavirus, and they just put unknown virus, unknown illness, something like that. You know, and the devil in this is in the details. You know. So, here we are. The world economy is ground to a halt. The travel industry numbers show it. They're devastating. That's a devastating, you know. The Wall Street Journal reported that 60% of worldwide airline fleets are grounded. Hotel occupancy in the U.S. is down 68%, and a 93% drop in airline ticket sales for future trips. There is no way to continually survive that. This is a very temporary moment where it is survivable, but we are fast approaching the abyss. Most of the country is still under stay-at-home orders, and time is ticking. And not just for these businesses, it's for legions of others. In 3 to 4 weeks, there are going to be some businesses that are going to be gone for good. It will be over. In 4 to 6 weeks, the butcher's bill could be higher for American enterprise. Yet with no vaccine, social distancing may still be key in a lot of ways. But, you know, it was here. It's been here. It wasn't trendy because nobody in the news was talking about it because they were talking about impeachment. So here we get this gift handed to the media where they can shut down and they can gin up all this fear and they can shut down the world. And that's what they've managed to do. Now, we're seeing stabilization, and a good chunk of the nation, around 29 states, plan to initiate procedures to reopen. But the rest here is the risk here, for in some people's minds, is this second wave of infections. But we cannot remain closed. Everybody walking around in this country in January had heard of it, but they were like, what is that? It's happening in China. I don't think it's even that big a thing. They didn't even know it was here. So here we have a virus that isn't as lethal as, say, Ebola. Why did we have to lock it down? Why didn't we do that for SARS or MERS outbreaks? So we get this. If the name, this is coming from 538, by the way. If the name didn't give it away, SARS was caused by a virus similar to the one that causes COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. But it didn't have nearly the same impact. This is in spite of having a relatively high case, high fatality rate of 9.6% compared to the current estimate, which will be under 1% for COVID-19. Another respiratory illness caused by a coronavirus, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, had an even higher case fatality rate of 34%. But it also led to fewer deaths than what we've already seen from COVID-19. As of January 2020, there have been 2,519 cases of MERS and 866 associated deaths from the infection. SARS and MERS didn't cause the same level of devastation that COVID-19 has, largely because they weren't as easily transmitted. Rather than moving by casual person-to-person transmission, SARS and MERS spread with much closer contact between family members or healthcare workers and patients, or in the case of MERS, from camels to people directly. Camels. These viruses also aren't spread through pre-symptomatic transmission, meaning infected people don't spread it before they get, before they have symptoms. Once people got sick, they typically stayed at home or were hospitalized, making it harder for them to spread the virus around. Now, as with the swine flu, you know, swine flu spread easily, though not as contagious as COVID-19, and not nearly as deadly, preventing our healthcare system from being overwhelmed. Which our health, you know, the comfort, what is it, the hospital ship in New York has set sail. They've left. The hospitals were never in any danger of being overrun. But we get this from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The 2009 pandemic, the H1N1 swine flu, that spread very, very well, but the fatality rate was quite low, and that's the reason why it wasn't dubbed as a particularly serious pandemic. What about Ebola, a disease with a mortality rate that can reach as high as 90%? Again, a highly lethal virus, perhaps the deadliest on the list, but blessedly hard to contract because it doesn't spread like the flu. Ebola is not easily transmittable. Infected people don't spread the virus until they start showing symptoms, and even then the virus is hard to catch because it is spread through direct contact with the bodily fluid of an infected person, like blood, sweat, and urine, rather than through the kind of particles produced when someone sneezes or speaks. Ebola also tends to cause pretty severe and identifiable syndromes like fever and fatigue, followed by vomiting and diarrhea. Not only can infected people not spread the virus until they're sick, but once they become sick, they'll know it. If you want to see illnesses which are controllable, that they all have transmission very much tied to symptoms, and this includes SARS and Ebola. This is coming from William Hodges, an epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. If you're in an Ebola zone, you can be pretty sure whether or not the person you're talking to is a potentially risky contact. Now, viruses do adapt and mutate. But when you sit back and all of a sudden you add 3.5 million people to the people that have been catching coronavirus, and that hasn't been added to the totals, I don't think, from the CDC or World Health Organization or whoever's doing it. You begin to see an emerging picture. Because of all of this devastation to our economy, the answer was never to try to hide from COVID-19. It was never that. Because did anybody hear about all the millions of people that were sick in New York when all the millions of people that were sick in New York were sick? Are there any reports of the hospitals being overflowed with these people? Flowing, you know? Right now, I can't go to my doctor unless I want to pay $55 to do a teleconference with them, because they're wanting to save it for COVID-19. There's people that need cancer operations that can't get them because of COVID-19. We've been sold a fraud. We must get past it. And we must do that now. in some cases, some of these businesses that you may know, some of the places that this is going to be, you know, affecting, we're like a month, 5 weeks away from them being gone forever. This sort of reminds me, if you've ever seen Demolition Man, through attrition, if you remember this, all restaurants have become Taco Bell. There's only one kind of restaurant, Taco Bell. I don't know where else, I don't know if you want a pizza or something where you go, but, you know, in the movie, in the script, it's all Taco Bell. And this will be what it boils down to. All of these big stores that most people hate and don't like, and they're, you know, buy local, buy this, they'll be gone. They're going to be gone because we're afraid. I'm not afraid. I've been out there. I caught it. I had it. I got over it. I did go to the doctor. They tried a bunch of stuff. It didn't help. I had to get over it. My body had to fight it. Now we find out there's another 3.5 million people the same way. And this is not even the tip of the iceberg. This is the molecule on the tip of the iceberg. We're going to find out that a lot of Americans have had COVID-19 and successfully fought it and recovered from it. And we're going to look back at this and this has been a fraud. This has been a fraud, the whole part of it. I get the part for the first week when they were trying to figure out what was going on. After that, things change. But, you know, the models and the fear cause the reactions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.